Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Football on Off the Ball.
Celtic could potentially be a brilliant club for them because they're not going out and spending 20 million, 30 million on players. They need to develop sort of their own. So he's a great opportunity there.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
And you're welcome back, folks, to Off the Ball for your Thursday evening. John Duggan sitting in for Owen Shane until 10. You can WhatsApp us 0879 180 180. We're minutes away from the Republic of Ireland's game against Portugal. We've got Stephen Doyle and Stewie Byrne at the Aviva Stadium and the former League of Ireland winning boss Vinnie Perth in studio. Other World Cup qualifiers are taking place tonight. Erling Haaland is now on 30 goals for club and country this season. That is just staggering. 4-1 win for Norway over Estonia in Group I, and they're on their way to the USA. Norway, remember, they were there in 1994. We played them, remember, in New York or New Jersey. And also, Heimir Hallgrimsson's native country, Iceland, have won 2-0 away to Azerbaijan. Remember, Hungary won Armenia 0 in Yerevan earlier. Barnabas Varga with the goal, meaning Ireland must get a draw at least against the Portuguese this evening, or the World Cup dream is over. Cameron Hill is with me for the news round. How are you, Cameron?
Not too bad, John. I didn't realise it was Saturday. Or are we just breezing past tonight to such an extent that we just want to get 2 days ahead of time?
Well, Cameron, I'm a man of, you know, varying days.
Yeah.
I love me Saturdays, Cameron, you know.
Yeah.
Cutting the grass with the earphones in or washing the car and listening to JD. So now I'm sitting with him. I feel like
that's it.
I feel like a little boy at Christmas, you know.
This is it. Swings and roundabouts.
Saying all the right things, lads. What was Andy Farrell saying today? Because we have the Irish team in for the Australia game. The return of Joe Schmidt to Dublin.
Yes, and Mac Hansen will start at fullback for Ireland in that Autumn Nations series game against the Wallabies. The Connacht and Lions player returns from a foot injury to replace the injured Jamie Osborne in the 15 shirt. Sam Prendergast given the knotted out half this week. Well, there's a first start for Paddy McCarthy at Loosehead. And speaking at the team announcement today, John, head coach Andy Farrell outlined why Hansen was the natural choice at fullback this weekend.
I think he was in great form, certainly within the Lions series there. I mean, wow, he was. I hadn't seen him in better form, actually. And then obviously the foot injury stopped that progress, but I think, you know, he's got the bit between his teeth as far as what he learned on that tour. And obviously he played his last game at 15 as well, coming back into the group. You're always going to assess. He came in on Monday night, got across his work Sunday and Monday, and then trained the house down on Tuesday. So he's proved to not just to us, the coaching staff, but to everyone else that he's up for this and ready and able. I suppose as well, you know, every single time that Max played for us as a winger, he's always covered fullback. He's always been able to get across the work there, so we get to see that in action.
Speaking very confidently about Mac Hansen in 15 jersey.
Yeah, and you'd feel that, I mean, it's his first ever international start at fullback, but when you have a winger who played 10, both at schools and Brumbies level, you'd assume that fullback might be a great place for Mac Hansen to wet his teeth in attack, at least. Defensively, I think that might be a bit of a struggle, to be honest, unless Australia have a really bad day. But that back three that they have between the likes of Harry Potter and Max Jorgensen, they're incredible, incredible athletes and players. So his defensive output will seriously be tested at the weekend, you'd feel. But from an attacking point of view, geez, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Sam Prendergast at number 10 ahead of Jack Crowley. So is this unexpected, or was this anything to do with the performance off the bench against Japan, or how Crowley was playing?
I think certainly my own personal view is that that's with the game next week coming up.
So Crowley's in for South Africa.
You'd have to assume so.
Okay.
Like, he's been given the keys against New Zealand and started against Japan and is being rested and will probably be given a few minutes in this weekend's game, maybe at the 60-minute mark, you'd feel. So that's where I think Andy Farrell's thinking was behind this move. Like, Prendergast needs a start as well. We need to see how well he can dictate a tempo and see if he can play against, like, it's James O'Connor who's the starting 10 instead of Carter Gordon this weekend, which might have come as a bit of a shock. But then Australia were, like, completely shocked by Italy last weekend. So there had to be someone who was on the firing line, and it's been Carter Gordon. And when you have, you'd like an experienced head like Jack Crowley to maybe finish off a James O'Connor game plan and hopefully get them over the line. But I think that's his thinking. The Springboks come into town next week. You probably want as close to your first starting side getting a rest before that huge, huge game.
Cameron, I watched France and South Africa last week. What a game, though.
Unbelievable.
Are South Africa that far? I'm only neutral or a sort of bystander in rugby. I love it, but I just looked and went, it was in awe of them. I just thought, particularly down to 14 men, I just went, wow, they're like, they look a cut above everybody at the moment.
Oh, they absolutely are. Like, Razzy Erasmus named his team for a game against Italy this weekend in Turin, and he's only got two front row options on the bench. So Marco van Staden, who started at number 8, can slot in at hooker. So he's already like experimenting with how he's going to pick his team selection and keeping everyone guessing. Sacha Feinberg and Gamazulu just looks the complete package. He looks absolutely brilliant. Scored a try in that game against France last weekend. It's very hard to look past them as strong
favourites.
So
2 years out, though, so
I know
change.
It could all go crashing down and we could turn it around. It could be brilliant. But it's South Africa's to lose right now. They're in pole position.
But France are, and England have been building their depth, haven't they, in a good way the last while. So.
And experimenting too. Borthwick is doing a Razzie, you'd feel, with his bomb squad, or the palm squad, I've heard them called, this time round. 6 Lions on his bench against New Zealand this weekend. So he's looking for an impact midway through the second half to sort of blow a team away. Everyone's kind of doing it, and we're concerned about age.
Yeah, what about the other, notable inclusions? What, Paddy McCarthy getting a start in the front row, Caelan Darce moving to the open side, the
brilliant
skipper.
Yeah, that'd be great, because we know that number 8 is his bread and butter. Blindside, he's been put in at times, both for Leinster and Ireland, and has maybe struggled, whereas having an extra option as a first choice starter, as opposed to Josh van der Fleer at 7, will serve us well. And it's a way in its own way of building a couple of rungs below Josh van der Fleer in terms of depth. The interesting one, I think, for me is Stuart McCloskey back in again. It certainly feels like he played really well in an otherwise poor team performance.
Played well in
overall.
Chicago, didn't
yeah,
he?
Exactly. Yeah. So that looks like Andy Farrell has picked him as the sort of first choice inside centre right now, which is great, because if Bundiaki and Gary Ringrose can get back to form, we suddenly have 4 in the mix there, as opposed to maybe having 3 going into this year. So incrementally we're building depth, and Mike Sherry was on Monday Night Rugby this week talking about how there are doubts over selections now, and maybe that's what we wanted going into this window. We probably didn't get there in the way we would have liked, but if there is doubt and there is a competition for places again, surely that's a good thing.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.
We're in the anthems at the moment. Republic of Ireland against Portugal, 2.5 minutes from kickoff at the Aviva Stadium. We need to get a result after Hungary's win. So what about the Wallabies then? What have they done?
Well, as I said, Joe Schmidt's recalled out half James O'Connor and centre Len Iketau to the starting side for that game in the Aviva this Saturday. After last weekend's shock defeat to Italy in Udine, Young out-half Carter Gordon paid the price and has been dropped from the matchday 23 altogether. Now, the legendary Aussie scrum half Will Genia joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buig on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, and the Test Centurion was rather bullish about their chances on Saturday.
Weirdly confident, which is a strange thing, right? Because I think at some point it's got to come right. At some point, and in my experience, I've been a part of teams, Wallaby teams, where we've had a poor run of results. Sometimes it just takes a bit of spark in one particular game to create some confidence and belief and some momentum, and they can find their groove and find a bit of, you know, mojo about them to be able to get going. And I'm hoping that this is going to be the game for us, because it seems, watching Ireland as well, Ireland are obviously trying to find some rhythm in the way that they're playing as well, because they've got, you know, they've had a wealth of experience depart the team. So they've got new combinations and new guys coming in into their team. And so it probably is a good opportunity for us to be able to find that spark, and find a bit of belief and confidence in our game.
You can get that full chat on the Off the Ball app right now. Loads of really good stuff in the OTB Rugby feed this week, so definitely worth checking out.
What else we got? We got a Wales news.
Louis Rees-Sammet back into the Wales side, making his first start since returning from his American football sabbatical. So he's in to decide for Saturday's match against Japan, lining up on the wing in Cardiff. Came off the bench in Sunday's opening defeat to Argentina. Of course, Dowie Lake takes over as captain from the injured Jack Morgan, with Ollie Cracknell coming into the side at number 8. So Wales are 12th in the rankings right now, Japan 13th. They'll swap if Japan win, which will have hugely damaging consequences for that World Cup draw next month if Wales are outside the top 12.
We're looking okay, aren't we?
We're looking okay. I've heard conflicting reports of how important these games are and whether we lose. Unless we lost to Japan, I think we were safe anyway. Yeah. Rory Keane has crunched the numbers from the Irish Daily Mail, and it seems like we're going to be fine, but Wales are in a bit of bother.
Okay. Has rugby grown in the psyche of people? Like, I mean, you're a soccer man, you know, you're born and bred, but has rugby become more of a bigger thing for people that you know, people you speak to? Are they more interested in the game, given our success relative to the soccer team's wilderness, I suppose, Vinny?
No, and being I suppose I grew up in Tala as well, and still heavily sort of in and out Tala quite a lot. I don't think it's still
only in pockets of the country, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think for something I do in terms of a work perspective, when Ireland are playing certain internationals, the sort of off license sales is, even in working class areas, will definitely increase. So there must be, but it's still not almost spoken, if that makes sense. And I don't mean for anything undercurrent, it's just
okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
About to kick off here, Vinny. So what are we looking to set the tone at the first 5 minutes? Just get it into a nice shape and not concede.
Well, the man just spoke about managing the risks, didn't he? So I mean, that's ultimately
the transitions. He doesn't want them to transition.
Plus, he doesn't want them too open. And I think look, will we get, and Steve-O actually touched on it, do we get a sort of a keen against Overmars moment? And sometimes little things like that. And that's not the nice part of the game anymore, particularly with VAR. You can be on the edge.
It can't be too nice for Portugal, though, I suppose. That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. It can't be too nice for them. Otherwise, we need to ask questions of them. Have a look there, Vinny, in the first few minutes. We have got a bit of golf news, Cameron.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy's bid to win a 7th Race to Dubai title is off to a pretty promising start, John. The Masters champion finished the first round of golf's season-ending DP World Tour Championship just 2 shots off the top of the leaderboard after 6 under par round of 66 today. Michael Kim is the clubhouse leader on 8 under, while Shane Lowry goes into day 2 at 4 under. Tom McKibben 2 under following his first round today. Speaking to the Golf Channel afterwards, McIlroy does feel his game is in a really good spot right now.
I think when my game's on, it feels that way. But I definitely feel like I've made big strides in those two departments of the game over the last few years. I finished in the top 5 in strokes gained putting on the PGA Tour this year for the first time. Definitely feel like my wedge play is a lot better. And, you know, if I drive the ball well, then I give myself, you know, so many opportunities from inside 150. And if that part of my game is sharp, you know, I feel like I give myself plenty of opportunities, and you know, I think that's why I, you know, when I do play well, I'm consistently up there, you know, most weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think of a better year that he could have had, to be honest. Won the Players' Championship, the 5th major, won the Masters, the career Grand Slam, won the Irish Open, his national championship, was a big part of the Ryder Cup winning team on the other side of the pond. as they call it, and now in set to win a seventh race to Dubai. So what can you say, really?
All those accolades aside, is the fact that he sorted out his putting game probably up there in terms of achievements this year?
Yeah, and look, I think that he was able to putt well enough to win the Masters. I think everything is, golf is now, when you complete something, then it's almost, well, I've got a second wind here, but no pressure. And no, and like, he's going to rock up there next year. He's going to go to the Champions dinner at Augusta. He's going to pick the menu and he's going to be in that locker room for the rest of his life. And I think golf will be much easier as a sport for Rory McIlroy going forward. You have some news from Tipperary, GA, Cameron?
Well, they're set to appoint Niall Fitzgerald as their new senior football manager tonight at a county board meeting. He'll succeed Philly Ryan, who of course passed away suddenly last month at the age of 56. Well, Fitzgerald has previously managed the Fermier County at under 20 and minor level. And just to finish on the cricket, John, the Ireland men's cricketers trail Bangladesh by 215 runs after day three of their test match in Sylhet. The host declared on a huge total of 587 for 8 this morning to put Ireland in for their second innings. Paul Sterling scored 45 runs before he was run out to help Ireland reach 86 runs for the loss of 5 wickets at stumps.
Cameron Hill, thank you so much for the news round here and off the ball for your Thursday evening. Goalless in the early stages, Republic of Ireland against Portugal. Vinnie Perth's thoughts in studio after this.
Off the ball on News Talk.
Football on Off the Ball.
Celtic could potentially be a brilliant club for them because they're not going out and spending 20 million, 30 million on players. They need to develop sort of their own. So he's a great opportunity there.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.